Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
That's the late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com is her website. Find out all the things she can help you with your small business. We're talking about social media and the platforms and different things that lately, so far, we've been talking about the bad guys getting through to even through the social media platforms, Kathy. But what about YouTube? You got some news on YouTube there, some updates. Are you there, Kathy? There you are.
Yes, here I am. So yes, YouTube is making some updates. They've recently made some updates, and again, they're trying to make sure that whatever you're searching for, you're getting the relevant information. So it's a big search engine. People want to find certain videos. So one of the things that they've done is they've focused on relevancy. And so if you have misleading headlines and thumbnails to try and drive traffic to your videos, they're penalizing you. So
wow.
You lose some rankings.
So what would be an example of misusing a headline?
Well, it would be where you're using, it's kind of like keyword stuffing. So you might be using keywords to help drive traffic, maybe about a celebrity or something or
right.
a topic, but your video doesn't relate to that.
Ah, and they're so, actually tracking. They're actually connecting with that. They're actually figuring that out.
That's right.
That's interesting.
And
very
so
interesting.
That's very important.
A lot of people are doing this. I've had editors to tell me that I needed to be more aggressive with my titles. And I have said, but that's not what my article is about. I'm talking about online editors where my stuff would be posted. And they'd say, well, you got to push. And I'd say, let me tell you something. If I go broke, if I have to shut my business down, if I have to start saying, would you like paper or plastic, ma'am, I will do that before I will abuse any person who reads my stuff or uses my technology. That is one standard that I will not, that I do not bend, and that's, I do not abuse
that's
people.
That's right. So
there's been a lot of that going on, though, Kathy.
Yes, there is a lot, especially online. Relevant keywords in your titles, in your description.
This is part of the canonical governing, and this is a Google thing.
Yeah,
Kathy.
Google does own YouTube.
This is a Google thing, and they're doing the same thing with their websites. With their search.
But I'm
surprised that they're keeping up so closely with video content.
YouTube. Yes, and you know how it used to be really important for how many clicks you've got on a video?
Yeah.
Now they're placing a higher value on how long people stay on your videos, not so much just clicks.
Wow.
There were services people were paying to get their click account, how many people viewed, so they were using.
See, I like this, Kathy, because this is an advantage for honest, serious brokers.
This is
taking out the people who have no content; they're only aggregators.
That's right.
And I like that.
That's right.
I like that.
Yes.
If you're a producer of content, this is good news.
It is good news. And actually, they're rewarding people who post their videos on Facebook and Tumblr because they have a partnership program.
Right. Let me tell you something real quickly. Vimeo is a good site, too.
Yes, it is.
And I like about Vimeo better than YouTube, Vimeo is better at helping you build a suite of videos, whereas YouTube will incorporate what I think are unrelated videos into your suite.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So, and Vimeo is easier to work with when you're embedding, too.
I
think that's the case, too, don't you?
I do agree, and I think there's business purposes for both.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? And so it's just important because YouTube is so massive
as
far as a search engine.
There's no question.
You can't ignore it, so, you know, you have to kind of play both games.
Hey, Kathy, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Great job today. Always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Come back again real soon. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Kathy joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.